local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Cloudy but calm on a Wednesday. Good afternoon. It is April 17th, 2024, and it is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Got a good show over the next 3 hours here, of course, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today with our typical rundown that we are all accustomed to. Programming note coming up at 5:35. We are going to chat with a comedian by the name of Jaron Myers. You may be familiar with him. You may not be. But he is going to be performing tomorrow night at Harvest Christian Center. They're holding an event to raise funds and items for their food bank. So he is going to be performing there tomorrow evening. He will join the show by phone coming up at 5:35. So looking forward to talking to him. As we start here at 4:11, we'll go over our top three stories. Whistleblowers are accusing airplane manufacturer Boeing today of covering up major safety and quality failures.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. I call it the Tarzan effect, among other improper methods.
A Boeing quality engineer there testifying during a Senate hearing today, warning Boeing 787 Dreamliner is unsafe to fly due to assembly flaws. He told lawmakers he raised the issue with leadership for more than 3 years and was ignored. His allegations follow an incident in January when a door plug panel off a Boeing plane blew off mid-flight. We'll talk about more issues with aircraft with Congressman Matt Gaetz a little bit later on here in our local headlines. The Senate today dismissing the first article of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Either he'll do a motion to table or a motion to dismiss. So Mayorkas will not be tried. He were going to do a variety of points of order that will be quickly dismissed.
That's Florida Senator Rick Scott. The Democratic-led chamber voted in favor of Senator Schumer's point of order, declaring the article is unconstitutional because it doesn't allege any impeachable offense. The point of order passed along party lines. And President Biden is backing Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to provide military aid to Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific. Biden, shortly after Johnson released his plan, called on the House to pass the package this week. Johnson unveiled text for three separate bills, with a fourth expected to be released a little bit later on today. And he says the plan would be to hold a vote by Saturday. Conservative Republicans, including Congressman Matt Gaetz, though, are fighting against it. And here's a reaction from Congressman Gaetz today.
Proposed different paths for the speaker that would have avoided the abject surrender represented by his strategic choice here. There's no other way to describe it. It's surrender. It's disappointing. I won't support it.
Yeah, and the main issue is that it does not, specifically the bill for funding for Ukraine, does not tie any funding to border policy changes at the southern border. 4:13 here at News Radio 92.3, our top local headline this afternoon. Sheriff deputies say they're on the hunt for a man accused of shooting a man during a robbery. The incident happened at around 2 o'clock yesterday morning at a home on North P Street. And now 20-year-old Patrick Farrell Jr. is wanted on charges of attempted homicide and robbery. Investigators say Farrell called an acquaintance and asked for money, and when he was told no, he drove over to the home, allegedly stole the money, and shot the victim in the back. The victim's injuries are not considered life-threatening. More local headlines right after our first check-in with Austin this afternoon. Austin, what's good, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, bud?
Yeah, doing good as well. You know, weather is it's cloudy, but no rain. And, it's just kind of mild and right where I like it. Very humid.
Yeah, I saw a flower in the garden right outside, and you sniffed it, and you just smiled from ear to ear,
Joe. Did you sniff your flower in the garden today?
I did, yes. But, I mean, I just saw you smile from ear to ear, and I'm like, spring has sprung. It was beautiful. Just about 4:15 here. I don't know why I made that joke. First check of the roads and weather.
I thought you were dead serious. I thought you were. You walked outside your house.
No, I made a joke about seeing you sniff a flower.
I didn't catch that at first.
No, I wouldn't have shared if I sniffed a flower. That's just not.
Well, that's why I thought we were going there.
4:15 on the dot now because of the time I've wasted. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. So several spots of note on the roads here early. We'll start with North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound on Davis, just past Creighton Road towards I-10, we've got some problems developing there. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Davis, passing University Parkway and heading towards Olive Road, we have congestion in those areas typically anyway, but we did have an accident report there earlier that could be causing some runoffs. It was right on University Parkway there. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile is still going to have you backed up to I-10. Nothing too severe, but nonetheless evening traffic to look out for. Same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound in the Oriole Beach area, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. The last main spot right now is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather tonight will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. A little bit of patchy fog possible for some areas. During the day Thursday, it is going to be warm with a high of about 80 degrees, give or take, depending on where you are. And again, a pretty cloudy day on tap. A little more sunshine Friday and a little bit warmer. There's a small chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Very own Florida man story here in Pensacola, Austin, which I suppose everyone would be a Florida man story. Hence, we are in Florida, but you'll see why here. Local lottery officials say a Dufuniak Springs couple altered a scratch-off ticket in an attempt to win $1 million. According to Channel 3, 32-year-old Dakota Jones is facing multiple charges, including principal to grand theft and principal to alter lottery ticket with intent to defraud. Scambia Sheriff's Office says he's being held on no bond, and they're also looking for Kyra Enders, who's wanted on similar charges. Investigators say on March 1st, Jones drove Enders to the Pensacola Lottery office and submitted a claim using an altered 500 times the cash lottery ticket. Yeah.
I mean, it's not a crime I'd condone, but it's one that I can relate to more than others.
Tune in for the next half hour where Austin reveals his list of crimes that he would condone.
Yes, that's a very touchy subject.
Exclusively so here.
You're not going to want to miss that.
The U.S. Air Force Secretary admitting in testimony today that less than a third of F-35s built by Lockheed Martin are operationally capable. With Eglin Air Force Base in mind, Congressman Gates accuses the Pentagon of giving too much power to the defense contractors who are in turn exploiting American taxpayers.
We've had conversations with the CEO of Lockheed.
I appreciate those conversations. I've always found you to be the truth teller. You're always very honest with the committee and straightforward. The problem is the tail here is wagging the dog, and it's not going to get better unless there's accountability for the fact that their planes don't fly.
Gates says government must demand accountability and get more of the F-35s up and running. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves is bringing forward a plan to hire an outside consultant to provide a report that details exactly what the maintenance needs are at the city's parks. This comes, of course, following the controversy that came from the demolition of the Malcolm Young Gym.
We know that number is going to come back enormous, and we know that's a number that we're never going to have enough money in 1 year or in 5 years to take on at one time. But we now can make informed decisions, not district by district, not as something breaks and then we have to shut it down.
Now, Reeve says the price tag for the report is $100,000, and he's asking the city to reallocate COVID-era American Rescue Plan dollars to pay for that. We'll take a break there at 4:19, back with our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. from the VW ID4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Piedmore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, check out Cinemas in the Sand at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring your beach chairs and enjoy Jumanji beginning at sunset. It's a free event presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Gallery night in downtown Pensacola is Friday night from Garden to Main. This month, highlighting Earth Day. GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking back at the roads here, several spots of note still, starting with North Davis Highway, as we did last time. If you're traveling northbound on Davis, just past Creighton Road towards I-10, we're still going to have some backups in that area. And same can be said if you're traveling southbound on Davis, right where University Parkway meets it on its way to the intersection with Olive Road. We typically have backups there, but they do seem slightly more congested than usual, so just be on the lookout for that. Same can be said about the intersection with Palafox Street and Burgess Road, especially if you're traveling westbound on Burgess towards Palafox Street there. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, the congestion has worsened to the point where you're basically going to just be dealing with heavy backups all the way to I-10. Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, you're going to have some backups in that area as well. Once again, pretty par for the course for this hour, but nonetheless noteworthy. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, we've still got some pretty heavy backups there. And the last main one is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Cloudy skies for tonight and tomorrow. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. We'll have a high near 80 for Thursday. Little warmer Friday and a little more sunshine on Friday. The weather dry through most of the weekend, but there's a small chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Looking at our state headlines today, Governor DeSantis signing into law the History of Communism Bill, which builds on existing public school teaching of communism by requiring additional age-appropriate lessons between kindergarten through 12th grade.
This legislation is adding a history of communism in the United States, as well as a review of the tactics used by communist activists and movements here in the United States and throughout history.
And he says more than 100 million people have been killed by communism regimes across the world in the 20th century, and children need to be taught the truth because many universities will tell them how great communism is.
And also, Governor DeSantis today remembering the life of former Senator and Governor Bob Graham.
We are going to be giving him the state honors of lowering the flag at half staff once the date of interment is publicized. And I think that that's very, very much appropriate. So we're really thankful for his service. And he served very, very ably for this state for many, many years.
Graham was a vocal critic of the Iraq War after the 2001 terror attacks. And in his 18 years working in Washington, he's remembered also for bipartisan work alongside Republican Connie Mack in the Senate. All told, Graham held elected office for 38 years in a row and never lost an election.
Two people facing charges after a school bus was struck by a bullet in Duval County. It happened Monday. The sheriff's office says multiple people were arguing in a nearby apartment complex and a stray bullet struck the bus's front window when they began shooting at each other. There were about 30 kids on the bus. Thankfully, nobody was hurt.
And the CDC is looking into a string of reported illnesses tied to tainted Botox injections found in the Sunshine State. The agency says at least 19 people have gotten sick from counterfeit or mishandled products across 9 states, including ours. It's believed the affected patients received their injections from unlicensed or untrained cosmetic workers. The CDC and FDA are trying to figure out where the Botox is coming from.
7 jurors have been selected for former President Trump's criminal trial in New York City. The jury selection process will resume Thursday until a panel of 12 plus 6 alternates is chosen. Trump is angry that his lawyers can veto a juror only 10 times. He's, of course, accused of falsifying business records to cover up hush payments made to Stormy Daniels.
And an 81-year-old man is charged with murder after shooting an Uber driver he thought was trying to scam him in Ohio. Authorities say William Brock told police he had received threatening phone calls from a man claiming his relative was in jail before Lolitha Hall arrived in her Uber. He thought Hall had a connection to the scam caller, according to the 911 call he made after he shot her. Hall was sent to Brock's home after receiving an Uber request to pick up a package from him.
Arizona's near-total abortion ban is still law. The state's House did not repeal the Civil War era law today following Democratic lawmakers' attempts to do just that.
We're talking about a bill that was passed before Arizona was even a state, before women had the right to vote, or many rights at that point.
Well, last week, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that the 160-year-old law should be recognized, banning all abortions unless the mother's life is at risk.
Wow. So the laws before Arizona was even a state?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Alabama's House and Senate conferences, or conferees rather, are scheduled to hold their first committee meeting today to try and reach a compromise on proposed gambling legislation. This comes after 3 members from each chamber were appointed on Tuesday. The House version of the bill calls for a lottery, casino gambling, and sports betting, while the Senate bill would only allow a statewide lottery. The final outcome will be determined by the voters in a statewide referendum.
Experts are warning Congress that a surge of Chinese illegal immigrants coming across the southern border pose a threat to national security.
Every Chinese citizen that comes into the country is a Chinese agent of the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, newly released customs data shows that in the first 6 months of the fiscal year, the Border Patrol has caught just over 24,000 illegal immigrants from China. That has already exceeded last year's total.
And an airport worker is among six under arrest in a $22 million gold heist at Toronto's International Airport. Canadian police also issued arrest warrants for three others in what they call an inside job. An air cargo container last year carrying gold bars was stolen after one of the suspects used fake paperwork to gain access to the airport warehouse. The gold bars were destined for a Toronto-based bank.
No truth to the rumor that the suspect's name is Danny Ocean.
Are you going to expect me to get that reference?
I hope you did. Ocean's 11, 12, 13?
I've heard of the films. I haven't seen them.
All right. Well, why'd you laugh then if you didn't get it?
Because I laughed at the fact that I knew I wasn't going to get it. And I knew I had to break that devastating news to you.
You're the worst. Okay. 4:30, we'll get our sports news, health, business, and science. After that, Pensacola right now.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. Two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas have failed. The Senate deemed both unconstitutional. Fox's Chad Pergram is on Capitol Hill.
That's it. It's done. It goes down as the 22nd impeachment trial in history. And again, I'm going to note that this will have a little bit of an asterisk next to it because they didn't actually get to a final judgment.
The Democrat majority argued the articles did not meet the impeachment standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. President Biden is promising to prevent a Japanese company from acquiring U.S. Steel.
U.S. Steel has been an iconic American company for more than a century, and it should remain a totally American company. Yeah!
Well, speaking of United Steelworkers in Pittsburgh, the president also called for tariffs on Chinese steel to triple. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Reporting results after today's market close, Alcoa posted a wider than expected loss, but the aluminum producer's quarterly revenue, $2.6 billion, was a smidge above estimates. The company's CEO noted that raw material prices and markets are improving. Alcoa shares are up 3.25% in after-hours trading. In today's regular session, technology shares led stocks to a lower finish. The tech-laden NASDAQ composite slid 181 points, or 1.1%. The Dow Industrials and S&P 500 dipped 45 and 29 points, respectively. Disneyland employees who perform as the entertainment giant's popular characters, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, etc., have filed to put to a vote whether to join the Actors Equity Association, which represents live performers all over the country. The group had announced a union organizing effort in February and said today it has filed cards signed by more than two-thirds of the 1,700 employees seeking to have the NLRB conduct an election. That's Your Money Now.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sportsman, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. A day after Bill Belichick's 72nd birthday, an ESPN report came out that Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank, "You can't trust Bill, and that's a major reason why Atlanta didn't hire him." If true, it's a pretty classless move by Kraft, especially when Bill won you six championships. Now, as for the future, I think two owners could trust Bill come 2025, so keep an eye on the Cowboys and Giants to bring the hoodie back to the NFL. I'm Zach Gelb.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their valuable tools, but to protect their professional reputations. For pros, the WeatherGuard badge makes a statement about what drives them. It says, "Bring it on. Been there. Done that. We've got your back," without saying a word. And the folks at WeatherGuard, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. See what it means to be driven at WeatherGuard.com.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies, targets, and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about whether schools should give you an idea of how much homework to expect at different grade levels or not. Talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about some of the parking changes coming downtown. Also talked about the response from NPR to the article from an insider for 25 years criticizing them for their liberal lean recently, and their answer was to suspend him without pay for 5 days. And what's the right way to eat a banana? Our frivolous question for the day. Listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time. At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. It hasn't been anything too severe on the road so far this hour, but there have nonetheless been multiple spots to keep an eye on. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road, we've got some problems there still. Same if you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street. Gulf Beach Highway, we typically deal with evening traffic there if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. So far this hour, that has not been an exception. However, we now have an accident in that area as well, which could soon begin adding to the backups there. So be on the lookout for that especially. Beyond that, it's just more of the same. If you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, we've got some minor backups there. A bit more severe congestion if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. And then we've got some as well if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather tonight will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. A little bit of patchy fog possible for some areas. During the day Thursday, it is going to be warm with a high of about 80 degrees, give or take, depending on where you are. And again, a pretty cloudy day on tap. A little more sunshine Friday and a little bit warmer. There's a small chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Appreciate it, Alan. 4:38 now, News Radio 92.3. Austin, we had the Lakers just getting by the Pelicans, the Kings taking care of the Warriors last night. Two more play-in games tonight.
Yes, the Lakers are now the 7th seed, and the Warriors are out. And then, yeah, the Pelicans and Kings are going to battle for the 8th seed on Friday night if you are interested in that. Just know that Zion is set to miss due to a hamstring strain. But, yes, the second play-in doubleheader is tonight, this time on ESPN. It's Heat at Sixers at 6 o'clock, followed by Hawks at Bulls at 8:30. Same rules apply to this night's pair of games. So Heat and Sixers, winner makes the playoff, loser plays the winner of Hawks and Bulls. Also, big headline out of the NBA today, Toronto's Jonte Porter. We touched on him because he had a bit of a gambling problem. He's received a lifetime ban from the NBA following a betting investigation. He was revealed to have shared health info to a known sports bettor before a March 20th game against Sacramento, and he also placed at least 13 bets of his own on games through an associate's account.
He netted like $23,000.
Really? Wow.
Hope it was worth it.
He ruined his NBA career for $23,000.
What's the NBA minimum salary? Probably in the $400,000 to $500,000 range, something like that.
My memory is pretty shoddy, Joe's, but I'd be willing to bet it's more than $23,000. Yes. In the NHL, we got a TNT doubleheader tonight. Maple Leafs at Lightning at 6 o'clock, so some Floridian representation there, followed by Blues at Stars at 8:30. It is the regular season finales for all four teams, and it's going to be the final day of the NHL regular season tomorrow night. We'll touch more on that then. In the MLB, we had some local teams, Marlins falling to the Giants 3-1. Rays and Angels is going to be at 5:50, so I'm sure in the last hour we will give you an update on that. And we also had Braves at Astros today, and I forgot to put the score in, but if Joe would be so kind as to look that up real quick while I'm moving on to our last headline here. Thank you, sir. The Champions League semifinals are now set. Yesterday, Borussia Dortmund and PSG won their matches, and this afternoon they were joined by Bayern Munich, who beat Arsenal.
So, Bayern Munich.
Bayern. I don't watch soccer, and I'm bad with names, as we've learned.
Yes. Also, in the other quarterfinals, actually still going on because they're in a penalty shootout right now. It's Manchester City and Real Madrid, so we'll let you know what happens next hour.
Okay.
Braves did beat the Astros 5-4, by the way. So there you go.
Pom-poms out over here at News Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Health, business, and science notes. The popular weight loss drug Zepbound also appears to help with obstructive sleep apnea. Good news for me. That's according to drug maker Eli Lilly. The company said it plans to submit trial results to the USDA to possibly expand the drug's use. Obstructive sleep apnea causes people to stop breathing briefly while sleeping, preventing them from feeling fully rested.
So you have sleep apnea?
I've had sleep apnea for years, so I have the CPAP mask, and I've been on Zepbound now since January.
Wow.
And down about 15, 16 pounds.
Well, good for you, man.
Eating a lot better. And
a big part of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I still have sleep apnea, but that's one of my main goals would be to lose enough weight and be healthy enough to where the sleep apnea goes away as well. So.
I learn something new about this man every day. The FAA has issued a ground stop for Alaska Airlines flights. The agency said Alaska Airlines, quote, asked the FAA to pause the airline's mainline departures nationwide. Alaska Airlines said it experienced an issue after performing an upgrade to the system that calculates weight and balance for flights.
Researchers at Virginia Tech are working on a portable test that could be used to determine whether COVID is present in the air. The ongoing research project is designed to simplify current air testing methods that are often bulky, noisy, and take days to process. The project leader envisions a test that allows the user to collect an air sample using a large bag. The air collected would be pushed into a filter that could process the sample and determine if the virus is present within 15 minutes.
Wow. And this is another shocking news. Red Lobster may be considering Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Mark Mayfield with the story.
A Bloomberg report says the seafood chain is considering filing to restructure its debt, renegotiate leases, and shed some long-term contracts. Inside sources say a final decision on restructuring hasn't been made yet. Red Lobster has hundreds of locations across the U.S. and Canada. The company has not commented on the report. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Our good friend Tanner Stewart mourning today over the news.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's the thing. You may think Red Lobster's great. You may think it's overrated, whatever. But The biscuits.
It's, yeah. I was just going to say, it's been a long time since I've been there, but the Same biscuits here. Slap.
Yeah, no, those are really good. And just so you know, just because they're considering Chapter 11 bankruptcy doesn't mean Red Lobsters are just going to disappear worldwide. Yeah. That's not what that means.
Yeah. They might, though.
Nonetheless, if you don't know how to work the biscuit mix at Walmart and you don't know the recipe, you might want to buy in bulk soon. So just saying. Just about 4:45 here after that very sad transition. Get another quick check of the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still giving you just some typical evening traffic, nothing too severe. Same can be said for Burgess Road if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. It was really weird. We had some pretty consistent backups there, and then an accident was reported, and now the congestion is lessening. So it's amazing how the roads work sometimes. But either way, still a little bit of congestion down there, even though it is dying down a bit. Then it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach over to Tiger Point. We've still got some pretty steady backups there. And then you're going to have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming through Windhaven Beach and a bit more as you approach Highway 87. And then lastly, but not least, it's if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Cloudy skies for tonight and tomorrow. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. We'll have a high near 80 for Thursday. A little warmer Friday and a little more sunshine on Friday. The weather dry through most of the weekend, but there's a small chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Taking a look at some pop culture notes today. Martin Scorsese?
I say Scorsese.
Is eyeing his next several projects. The Oscar-winning director is in talks to shoot Frank Sinatra and Jesus biopics. I believe we touched on the Jesus biopic news when that first came out.
Yeah.
Variety reports the film on Sinatra would see Leonardo DiCaprio play the singer, with Jennifer Lawrence portraying his second wife. Sinatra's daughter reportedly controls her father's estate and has not yet approved a film on his life yet. Scorsese is also casting for A Life of Jesus, which is based on a 1973 book.
Wow.
I am no shock whatsoever to hear that Leonardo DiCaprio would be the lead in a Frank Sinatra movie, because he and Scorsese, that's what they do. They partner up together, like Christopher Nolan and Cillian Murphy do.
Yeah, so. Scorsese, he's got a couple of big connections like that, because, I mean, Scorsese, he's also done a lot of stuff with, like, De Niro and Joe Pesci, right?
De Niro, yes. Joe Pesci, I can't confirm that.
I just know he's been in multiple films with De Niro. The sons of John Lennon and Paul McCartney have teamed up for a new song.
Always remember Primrose Hill, Primrose Hill.
That's James McCartney.
A little Beatlesque vibe.
Very
there.
Much so, yes. That's James McCartney and Sean Ono Lennon. Recently released the song Primrose Hill, as you heard there. The two musicians co-wrote the acoustic ballad together.
Very cool. The vampire horror film Abigail is expected to get off to a fast start at the box office this weekend. It's the movie about the daughter of Dracula. It's projected to make between $12 and $15 million. It'll be up against Civil War, last week's winner. They're expected to make another $10 to $12 million in its second weekend as well. We'll take a break there, getting a look at our top three stories again, wacky stories and good news to finish up our number one next.
Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never meet your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now. And these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own health insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
Celebrate this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk for their 22nd annual Crawfish Festival. Enjoy live music all weekend long by Swampland Revival, The Springs, Horseshoe Kitty, and many more. The 5K gets started at 8 Saturday morning, then fireworks Saturday night, and you'll definitely want to sink your teeth into some hot, juicy crawfish and enjoy beach-famous daiquiris while watching the sunset. It's all this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. Find more online at BambooWillies.com.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin winding down on hour number one. Happy Wednesday. Cloudy, but no rain. It's going to stay like that for a couple days here. I believe rain comes into the picture Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, boy.
More on that with Alan Strum here in just a couple of moments. Final check this hour of the roads as well. So far, things seem to be cooperating out there. Hopefully, it stays that way. Recap of today's top three stories. If you're just checking in with us, whistleblowers accusing airplane manufacturer Boeing of covering up major safety and quality failures. There was a Senate hearing today, and engineers testified and warned of Boeing 787 Dreamliner is unsafe to fly due to assembly flaws. This particular engineer alleged that he had raised the issue with leadership for more than 3 years and was ignored. The Senate dismissing the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. The Democratic-led chamber voted in favor of Senator Schumer's point of order, declaring the articles unconstitutional because they didn't allege any impeachable offense. And President Biden is backing Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to provide military aid to Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific. Congressman Matt Gaetz, not a fan. I believe he referred to the bill package as surrendering to the liberal mindset. He says that the bills do not tie any funding for Ukraine to border security changes at the southern border. And, of course, as we touched on yesterday, at least two Republicans have said that they would support a motion to vacate from the House Speaker or on the House Speaker, Mike Johnson. President Biden, though, is backing the plan, so we'll see what happens there in Washington. Here locally, pretty interesting one. Pensacola lottery officials say that a Dufuniac Springs couple altered a scratch-off ticket in an attempt to win $1 million. One of the suspects, Dakota Jones, is in custody now at the Escambia County Jail. His girlfriend still wanted. Her name is Kyra Enders. 4:54 now at News Radio, getting our final check of the weather. Here's Alan.
Cloudy skies for tonight and tomorrow. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. We'll have a high near 80 for Thursday. Little warmer Friday and a little more sunshine on Friday. The weather dry through most of the weekend, but there's a small chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, just a few spots of note currently. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile Road, we've still got some typical evening traffic causing some backups there. We've seen the majority of the congestion that was on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield die down, but that has been made up for with Blue Angel Parkway. If you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, we've got some heavy congestion forming in that area there. Burgess Road traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street is still giving us some trouble also. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound, this is towards Tiger Point. We've still got a little bit of backups there. And the same could be said for Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, coming through Windhaven Beach and then a bit more as you. Flat spot is Caroline Street. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we've just got typical evening traffic causing you some backups in that area also.
All right. Austin, you remember one of the wacky stories that we talked about yesterday involving the convenience store robbery?
With the snake?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about it?
So, I need somebody to explain to me what's going on.
Okay.
Because I wake up this morning and I open Facebook and I'm scrolling through my feed.
Right.
I am seeing all of these groups that I'm not in.
Right.
But it has like a little button that says join.
Right. It's giving you the option.
Yeah. Like I don't understand what's up with that. Because I think it's like some of your Facebook feed is based on like, hey, things that you're interested or shown interested in.
Right.
What do you think they were all about?
I'm going to assume reptiles and more particularly snakes.
Yes.
Really? So the government is listening.
Freaking me out, man. So I don't know what to make of that. But yes, every time I open Facebook and scroll down, I would come across another group that there's just a picture of a snake looking at me.
And there is nothing, no alleyways whatsoever that could have led to that.
I have to believe it was because of our discussion about snakes yesterday, of which I was firmly clear that I despise and have a terrible fear, biblical fear of snakes.
I know you said you didn't like them, but biblical fear, really, like they frighten you.
Yes.
Like to a unprecedented degree. Really. I've never gotten really the hype with snakes as far as like the fear surrounding them. I mean, they're kind of creepy and they can hurt you, but I've never really like been like, oh my God, it's a snake.
So whatever I need to do, whatever I need to say, if there's like a, I don't know, like an NSA or FISA agent that's listening to us right now, if you could please football,
that.
Soccer, basketball, I'll just throw out stuff that I like and hopefully, you know, things will change there.
Yeah, yeah, quick. Everybody start putting in the text line things that Joe likes. cheese pizza,
yes.
Caleb Williams.
Why couldn't I wake up and just, you know, we also talked about the guy that was just getting pizza deliveries. Why couldn't my feed just be pizzas?
Yeah, why couldn't it be that guy?
Yeah, all right, looking at some wacky stories today. There's anger issues and then there's this guy, Austin.
Ah, geez.
A 35-year-old man named Antonio Rosario was arrested after he flew into an unhinged rage at a Dunkin' Donuts in New York City.
Right.
A worker called 911, explained that it started when Antonio demanded 6 pumpkin donuts, but they only had 5. They told him there was nothing that they could do, but he was not having that. The worker said, "He's screaming in our face, telling us, you're gonna bleep and make it." At one point, Antonio stormed out, then came back with a semi-automatic gun. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, and he's now facing 7 years in prison. Partially because he's a convicted felon, all over one pumpkin donut.
Yeah, I mean, people, as I said, they'll go crazy over anything. A fake priest wanted for allegedly stealing from several churches across the U.S. has been arrested in California. Malin Rostas has been on the run for over 1 year. He's accused of ripping off houses of worship on both coasts, from Pennsylvania to Los Angeles. Rostas is well known in Texas, where he allegedly went by Father Martin and was able to gain access to churches in Dallas and Houston. That's where he was caught on security camera, which also spotted a license plate. At times, the New York native would allegedly wear a toupee and swipe cash from donation boxes.
Okay. A minor league hockey team in Cleveland, the Monsters, honored a fan named Andrew Podolak this weekend for saving a kid from a stray puck. It happened last Thursday. The puck came into the stands and was headed straight at a four-year-old kid sitting right next to Andrew. He didn't know him or the kid's mom, but he reached out and blocked it. And the team now invited all three of them back for their next game this weekend. And they're going to go down to the ice, drop the ceremonial first puck. So great job out of you, Andrew.
Absolutely. And a six-year-old girl in England named Olivia Patterson was outside playing this month when she saw the roof of her home catch fire. So she sprang into action, ran into the burning building to get her family out. A neighbor didn't think anyone was home and tried to stop her, but Olivia knew her mom was asleep on the couch with her two-year-old sister and one-year-old brother. The house was a total loss, but everyone luckily made it out. People have been donating on GoFundMe to help them find a new place.
Very cool there. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back with another full rundown, and comedian Jaron Myers will be joining the program at 5:35. He's performing tomorrow night at Harvest Christian Center, so we'll have details on that coming up in the next hour.